At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
Lori Vallow Daybell, she was in court not that long ago, acting as her own attorney, which is, well, humorous in a horrible, horrible, dark way, because ultimately we are talking about murder of two innocent children, the likely murder of other spouses, of former spouses, and really anyone that got in the way of Lori Vallow Daybell as she went on her mission of, I don't know, divine insanity, I guess. Streaming discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Your reaction to Lori in court the other day and Lori's attempt at playing attorney.
Yeah. Well, she obviously has a competent, active advisory council, you know, kind of walking her through the steps. She was very assertive. She was cogent, which actually didn't surprise me because Lori, even though she's been diagnosed with delusional disorder, and we've certainly seen a lot of evidence of that in her previous trial testimony. Mm-hmm. So we can say Lori's crazy, but at the same time, she can play normal in a certain context. And she was a podcaster. She can give, you know, a story, her version of reality. And she can do so in small increments over short periods of time. But if she ever veers into religion, that's when you see the crazy jump out.
Well, she veered into the Constitution in her hearing the other day. And we'll play that back. Let's take a look at kind of her opening statements and her initial debut as an attorney. Let's go there.
So the state has claimed in their response that these documents are not material in the case, and this defense is entitled to this specific evidence for the proposition that this evidence can be used to impeach the thoroughness and good faith of the police investigation and the intent of the prosecution. That's Kyles versus Whitley, 514 U.S. The acid test of this prosecution is not a matter of determining if the defendant is guilty of the crimes that the defendant is charged, but rather, was any crime even committed? And where is this evidence? This defense has yet to find any evidence of a conspiracy in the 100,939 pages that have been turned over by the state. The state does not get to say, like they did in their last motion to us, in their last answer, to say, oh, we gave you over 100,000 pages, so that ought to keep you busy. That's not how it works. These are serious charges, and these are serious consequences for these charges. In determining the actuality of a crime, the state is required to meet, in reality, not in theory, a standard of culpability that is defined by law as a crime. The state is required to meet the challenge of defense reasonably without bias, conflict, prejudice, or speculation. So the defense, we keep filing motions for discovery since we don't know if it's some kind of strategy of the state that they're holding back this actual evidence of conspiracy in hopes that what, the defendant won't have time to prepare a proper defense against the evidence that comes forward at the last minute. This court has denied every motion the defense has filed to acquire this evidence. The state has claimed in their response to the defense's motion that the defense's request is overbroad and wide-sweeping. Is this the defense left to pinpoint where this evidence is and try to find it? No, that is not the law. The state is required by law to give the defense evidence of the crime they are being charged with. This is the purpose of the Brady Law and the right to due process. This is why in 2020, the United States enacted the Due Process Protection Act that provides defendants like me with greater protection, Brady versus Maryland. The state has continued to impede the defense from conducting a defense. This is a violation of the 14th Amendment of our great Constitution and the defense's due process rights. Today, the defense is requesting that this court do the following three things. One, order the state to turn over all evidence of a conspiracy since our trial begins in 76 days from today. I would also ask that they would pare down their witness list to these witnesses that will actually be testifying so the defense can conduct productive interviews. And then I would like for all motions and responses to be sent directly to the defendant in a timely manner. I'm having a really hard time getting this stuff. I don't get it from ILS to 7 days after things have been filed, after your orders have been rendered. I'm not getting these. This defense intends on starting trial on time without delay, and I request that also that this defense requests that the court grant the motion to order the state to produce all discovery of extradition at this time so that we can get started on getting prepared for trial.
Kind of like legal mad or Mad Lib. It's like, here's the general format you're supposed to follow, and you fill in the rest. And mm-hmm. as if a third grader did it. What's your reaction to that?
A lot of emotional intensity there too with her. And I kept thinking that this is going to be really interesting with this amount of intense feeling and this kind of entitlement that she's got. Watching her question witnesses will be really interesting.
Do you think this is going to work? I mean, is this going to actually make it to trial? I mean, this was a very clumsy beginning. I don't know how at some point you go, this is not, but I, you know, they've already deemed she can do it. So,
yeah, and we have seen some very bad examples of ridiculous situations in court where people have been allowed to act as their own attorney and, you know, the court allows it. So it's my guess it will continue to move forward and we'll all be tuned in.
This might take the cake. I mean, as one of the most compelling crazy people to represent themselves. Here's how the judge reacted to all of that just the other day.
What does anything in the extradition have to do with the underlying charges? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, it's to find out why all this started when I can't find any evidence that there is.
So, have you read the grand jury transcripts?
I have.
Okay. The grand jury transcripts summarize what the state's evidence they intend to produce at trial.
I understand that.
So when you say you can't find anything, that is the summary in the grand jury transcripts?
Correct.
Okay. So I guess I don't understand how an extradition a year or so after the fact, after the indictments, would have anything to do with the underlying charges. So can you articulate that for me?
What is she trying to do? I mean, she makes no sense with what she's arguing. No. It's just a bunch of word salad going out there that really doesn't pertain to anything. She goes, I find no evidence of, like, you have a grand jury indictment in front of. I mean, is she not processing that she's on trial for murder? I mean, what do you think is going through her mind that would elicit these just utterly clueless reactions?
Yeah, she seems to, again, not see what's right in front of her when it doesn't fit her version of reality. You know, she, you know, could look at the grand jury report and she doesn't see it. I don't see it, even though she'll tell the judge, sure, I know that it exists, but there's no integrating reality with her. I thought the judge was very patient considering the nonsense.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
your neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.